In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. When God created the angels, he created angels to take care of man, and each one of us, he specifically created a guardian angel to watch over us and to guard us. When we consider this in light of Our Lady, she would have had her own guardian angel. But I think our Lord loved Our Lady so much that he didn't want us to just stop there. And part of this has to do with the fact of his knowledge that she would become Queen of Heaven and Earth. She would become the mediatrix of all grace. And therefore, just as a priest has a second guardian angel once he becomes a priest to protect his office, and a family has one, a second guardian angel once it's constituted, it's the same kind of a thing in relationship to Our Lady, that in light of a task, God assigns angels to protect and to provide for the individual. In the context of Our Lady, however, because of the fact that she is Queen of Heaven and Earth, and her role is pivotal to the universal salvation of not just men, but even of angels, that she should be consigned not just a guardian angel, but an entire legion to which would be created just for her to execute her office as Queen of Heaven and Earth. It is to these angels that we can have a devotion, petitioning them that they ask that they carry our petition to Our Lady, so that as she sees it, knowing whenever she looks at them that they were created out of the love of her Son for herself, that she will grant that request. And if you'll kneel, I'll give you a blessing. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sanctus, super vos et mani et semper.